This is Passport to Texas. Spring is in the air, and so are some baby birds as they prematurely exit their nests. If you find one grounded in your yard, resist rescue. The parents may be nearby.
Mom and Dad know how to raise baby birds a lot better than we do.
If the bird is a featherless nestling, return it to the nest. If it's a feathered yet flightless fledgling, it may be under Mom and Dad's supervision. But if parents are absent, call a rehabilitator.
You would work with that person on trying to get the bird to them. And keep in mind, the rehabilitator is busy 24/7 tending to the wildlife they have, so don't expect them to come all the way to you. So you should probably make the point of, okay, I'm committed to this, I'm going to see it through, so I'm going to drive the bird, even though it's an hour away, to that rehabilitator.
Non-game ornithologist Cliff Shackelford says rehabilitators are not evenly distributed, and the nearest one might be a two-hour drive away. And he says rescuers need to be prepared for that.
And we have on the Parks and Wildlife website a list of the licensed rehabilitators in the state. That is something that has to be permitted. You have to have state and federal permits to be a rehabilitator. You don't just take it down the road to grandma and hope that she can do it, because the reason they're permitted is they have to go through training and they have to have the right facilities to be successful.
Find that list of certified rehabilitators listed by county on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.